Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
We're in an exciting year. How many of you are having an exciting year thus far? It's a little bit different to what you've had in the past years. Is that correct? I think 2020 is very, very exciting to be alive. And I believe that we are really necessary right now. And God has called each and every one of us for such a time as now. And don't think that you are just here to fill up a space. You are here on purpose by God, in the place that you're in the city that you're in the country you're in where, the state you're in. You are here by design from God. Amen. You are here in 2020, not 1875, not 1700s. You are here in 2020. God's got a plan, He's got a purpose, and there's not one of us that are exempt from their purpose. God's got a plan for each and every one of us. You know, in Jeremiah 29:11, God says His words. He says, I know the plans I have for you. I know the thoughts I have for you, thoughts of good and not evil, to give you an expected end, a hope, and a future. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, before the foundation of the earth, God wrote down every one of your days in His book. And He knew exactly what He's doing. He designed you. He created you on purpose to be exactly who you are. And there are no two of you. You are unique. Tell your neighbor, say, I'm unique. Now you see, you must still be a little bit rough around the edges, but you're still unique. You see, I'm from South Africa, and in actual fact, I used to work for De Beers Industrial Diamonds, the biggest diamond company in the world. It was an Anglo-American company, that's what they called it, and De Beers Industrial Diamond. And I was a buyer for De Beers Industrial Diamonds. And we had minefields and diamond fields, and they'd go, not minefields, they had mines, and they'd go down into the mines digging out these diamonds and finding diamonds all over the show. And if you and I saw a diamond without the knowledge of what it looks like before it's been cleaned and cut and made to look like a diamond, you'd kick it away thinking it's a piece of glass. True. It looks like, if you've ever seen an old, old Coke bottle that's maybe been broken, lying in the elements for years, that's what a diamond looks like. Yeah. It looks like trash. You wouldn't even know it. But let me tell you what, that diamond is still as valuable anywhere in the world at any time, even if you cut and polish it, it's still the same value. So even if you're still rough around the edges, you haven't got to where you're supposed to be, you're still working to get rid of stuff out of your life, you're still unique and you are still a diamond. Amen. Even if you're in a tent in Africa or if you're in a king's palace in England, you're still a diamond. You'll never lose that shine and that luster that God's got for you. Now, you've got to understand that the Bible calls us the salt of the earth. Yes, it does. We are here to be the salt of the earth. What does salt typically do? I know it flavors food. Yeah. But do you know it also preserves food and keeps it so that it can keep going for forever if it's in for a long time, if it's in salt. So it's a preservative, but it's almost like a life bringer. And the Bible says, what good is salt that loses its flavor? It's not good for anything but to walk on. But that's not us. Because we, once you're born again, you don't lose your flavor. And so you say, well, how can I make people, you know, eat of the salt? You know, you've heard the saying, you can take a horse to the water, but You can't make him drink. No, you can't. But you know what? If you feed him enough stuff that is full of salt, he's going to get thirsty. And when you lead him to the water, you're not going to have to force him to drink. He's going to jump in. Well, how do I get people to become thirsty? By living the king's life that you're called to be. When you live like a king with a priestly anointing, because you're a king's kid, you're royalty. God calls us a nation of kings and priests. When you're living like the king with a priestly anointing, you're walking in health, you're walking in prosperity, you have protection, your children are protected, you've managed to get rid of the addictions. Now, this is a work in progress, but this is how we should be. The children of God should be the ones that the world is saying, oh my God, I want to be like you. And that is flavored salt, making them thirsty to come to the living waters of Jesus Christ. That's why the Bible says you have got rivers of living water coming out of your belly. He says that the fruits or the tree of a righteous man or woman, that's anyone born again, that diamond that's been polished, if you're born again, he says the fruits of a righteous man or woman is a tree of life. We bring life wherever we go. Now, you might not see yourself as a light bringer, but when you were in kindergarten, you used to sing, "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine." What's that all about? That's about the fire of the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. And this little light isn't a little light. This light is called the dunamis power of God. That means the explosive. You know, dunamis, the word dunamis is the same word we get our English word dynamite from. And when you got full with the power of the Holy Spirit, it was dunamis power, dynamite power. We are stronger, more powerful, more flavorful than we actually understand sometimes. And we need to stop seeing ourselves the way people say you are. You're ADHD. You're a loser. You got no money. You'll never make it. You're just always sick. Stop seeing people or yourself through the eyes of people. See yourself through the eyes of God. I am wealthy. I am healthy. I am wise. I am protected. I'm above. I'm not beneath. I'm the head. I'm not the tail. I never lose. God always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. No weapon formed against me or my loved ones is ever going to prosper. Oh, you have no idea. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed in the workplace. I'm blessed in the marketplace. I'm blessed in the fields. I'm blessed in the basket. My bank account is overflowing with funds. That's who I am. That's how you got to start seeing yourself and stop agreeing with the words of the world or the enemy. Stop saying you're broke. You see, let me tell you something. Broke is a state of mind. It's not what's in your bank or what's in your pocketbook. It's what's in your mind. You overcome broke in yourself to take care of it outside. You don't take care of things outside, you take care of things inside. You start seeing yourself who you are. That's right. And start recognizing what God's done in your life. And let me tell you something, when you become rich on the inside, money will just come on you. When you see yourself healed, and you recognize the word of God is the truth, and you get the vision of you healed, that healing comes to you. And I'm going to be doing a teaching real soon on how to get to that place. I've been doing a lot of studying on this stuff, and I've got a teaching that is just, it's mind explosive. How many of you enjoyed Sunday's teaching? Yes, talking about how the wedding and the Holy Communion is representative of Jesus Christ's return. Amen. Powerful word, isn't that? Well, this is going to be as powerful, if not more, because this is going to help you to overcome those areas that trip you up. And let me tell you something. Some people think that a habit has to take 30 days to overcome. I can teach you how to overcome it in 5 seconds. You can overcome a habit in 5 seconds. And that's what we're going to be talking about. And we're going to show you some stuff about what's happening inside you. Amen. Because let me tell you something. Your body, 9 out of 10 times in the world, the person's body is the boss. And your body is telling you what to do. You're not in control. And you don't even know it. You wake up in the morning and you do the exact same thing every single morning. And what happens is, neurologically, you're setting little patterns in your brain, and you can change the neurological patterns of your brain by changing the way you do things. But what happens is, we hate change. Humans don't like change because they're comfortable with what they know and they're not comfortable with what they don't know. Amen. And what you don't know is uncomfortable because it feels so different. Let me go back. And I'm going to teach you some stuff that I've been learning, and it's from the Word of God and from some scientists in the world today, brilliant men and women of God, not necessarily even Christians. But what they're saying is true because I've been studying it out. But they never give glory to the Word of God. We're going to do that. And so you wake up in the morning, the normal time, and then you go to the bathroom, and then you go to the kitchen. And then you have your coffee, and then you go and get showered, and then you go and get dressed, and then you get in your same car, and you go to the same job on the same route every day. And then you meet the same people, you're with the same people, you do the same thing, and then you come home, you do the same thing, you get home, you cook the meal, you eat the meal, you go home, you watch some TV, you go to bed, and you wake up in the morning, and you repeat it exactly again. And you have created neurological pathways in your own brain. And you're not even aware that that is now being controlled by your subconscious. You don't even have to think about doing it. It just happens automatically. Amen. And I'm going to show you how habits can be broken. Is that exciting?
Yes.
But not tonight. Because I haven't got all my facts together yet. But this is exciting. I'm so excited about it. And you know, when I study it out and I'm reading it from these scientists in the world, and I mean, these guys are really clever people, high IQs. And you know, scientists get the brain from God.
Yes.
God gave them that mind, you know. And they don't give the glory to God, a lot of them. Some do, many do, and they're Christians. In fact, many scientists, having tried to prove God doesn't exist, found out, no, he does exist, and they changed from atheists to now believers. That's what happens. And so what we're going to do is we're going to have a look, because I've been looking at these men and women just men and women, and the things that they understand about the brain and the mind and how it all works is absolutely amazing. But you know what? We found out about it thousands of years ago. It's absolutely amazing. So these guys, they're talking and telling you how to make money, how to change this, how to do that. And as I talk, I'm saying Proverbs 23, Hebrews 12. And I'm just calling the scripture that go exactly with what they're saying.
But the Holy Spirit is giving me a teaching which is really going to change everything for us. So I'm looking really forward to that day and that time when the Holy Spirit completes what he wants me to teach. And it's going to be an amazing, amazing time. And God will get all of the glory. Amen.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry. Prayerfully and financially are only the two most obvious. But did you realize how important it is for you to let the programmers and corporate underwriters know that you heard about them right here at WCNO Radio? That's right. Always mention the call letters WCNO when you write, call, or visit the ministries or supporters